Turbulent times call for clear-headed insight. That's hard to come by these days, especially on TV. That's where we come in. Salem News Channel has the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. People you know and trust, like Dennis Prager, Eric Metaxas, Charlie Kirk, and more. Unfiltered, unapologetic truth. Find what you're searching for at snc.tv and on Local Now Channel 525.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left, the voice, the real voice of the Christian resistance movement, still here after 50 years. And folks, we have a lot to talk about tonight. And so we're going to get right into it here. Our producer is none other than Style. Say hey, Style.
Hey, good evening, Pastor.
There you go. And tonight we have our special guest from Geauga County. We have who is the former county commissioner, and he is running again for county commissioner, Walter Skip Claypool.
Hey, Pastor.
There you go.
Glad to be with everybody tonight.
And remember, he was the star quarterback for the Cleveland Browns back in the old days. And they didn't pay you so well back then, did they?
No. In fact, we had to have summer jobs to pay the bills.
I remember. Anyhow, that is Dr. Ken Polk, who is running for Congress in the 14th Congressional District. Welcome to the... Oh, wait a minute. Over there, who's that? What's her name again? Oh, it's Leaping Lizards. It's Little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
There you go. Okay. Anyhow, we're going to get right into it tonight because I'm switching things up because of the program tonight, because we're talking about government. And we're going to go back to one of the most spun, twisted, and perverted passages of Scripture, all due to lack of courage. And this is Romans chapter 13 in the actual Bible, the King James Bible.
I got to switch over to the real Bible.
You better switch over to the real Bible. Okay.
I was on the ESV version, so.
Yeah, well, we've shot people for going into this. Well, yeah. All right, we stick to the real Bible. Let every soul be subject unto the higher power. Now listen to this, because here's what God's Word, the Bible, says. Now, some of the New Age perversions change this. For there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Now, some of the New Age versions, I don't know which one you had, but some of them say, but there's no power but government. No. Okay, and it's a subject, instead of using higher powers, it has to government. They changed it to government now. Now, there's no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. What do you think that means, to be ordained? What does that mean?
To be blessed.
Well, not actually. It means to be set aside by God. Okay, now, he says, whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God. Okay, so now the ordinance of God is we found right here in the Word of God. This book right here, the King James Bible, is the only Bible that is a verified book of law. And it is the only one, the only Bible that you have a sovereign nation, okay, that has this book here as a book of law. Now, I've defended myself in court several times with this book in my venue because it is an actual book of law. Now, he goes on to say, whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves a damnation. Now, what's the difference between condemnation and damnation?
Damnation means you're
sent to hell. Yeah, I was just going to say, damnation is a whole lot serious than condemnation. Condemnation
yeah,
is like, oh, you're smack your hand.
Okay.
Damnation is, you know, it's fires of hell.
Well, no, condemnation means you've been condemned, but damnation means sentence carried out. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now here, for rulers are not a terror to good works, but to do the evil. Now, so what here, when we take a look at this, wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. Now, let me ask you this. What is the definition, the biblical definition of good?
Good question. Can you educate us on that?
Yeah. It's God's laws, God's statutes, God's ordinances, God's promises, God's covenants. That is what is referred to as good. You'll find all of that in 119th Psalm. And then he says here, for he is the minister of God to thee, for good. Now, here in some of the New Age versions you have, probably that one you were looking at, they've changed that word from minister to servant. Minister to servant. What's the difference between, I mean, ministers are servants of God, aren't they?
Yes.
One is ordained, the other is not.
Okay. Well, right. So anyone can be a servant. The Lord has used even demons. He's used lying spirits, okay, we see he's used the devil himself, okay? But a minister, okay, is different. A minister of God is restricted to doing God's work, okay, that which is good. So here now, for he is the minister of God through thee for good. If thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon them that doeth evil. So here, wherefore you must needs be subject not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. So now, what do you think that means? You needs be subject not only for wrath, but for conscience sake. Remember when you were kids? If you can remember that far back, it's been a long time.
It's a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. But anyhow, sometimes you would be obedient to your parents, not just because you were concerned about, you know, chastisement or punishment if you were disobedient, but you were obedient because you loved your parents, right?
Yeah,
sure, out of respect.
That's mm-hmm. exactly what that verse says. For this cause, where he goes on, wherefore you must needs be subject not only for wrath, but also for conscience sakes. For this cause pay you tribute. Now listen to this, because people don't understand this. The vast majority of people don't. Again, the reason that the New Age perversions have changed these words is to give the opposition, neo-evangelical and apostates, the ability not to have the courage to stand up to a corrupt government. You know, from Genesis to Revelation, God's word, the Bible, is very clear. Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. God gives us three main missions in Scripture. The three main missions. Who knows what they are?
Great Commission.
The first one, first and foremost, above everything else,
mm-hmm.
Matthew 28, 18 through 20, is the Great Commission. Going out, preaching the gospel, teaching the gospel, baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The second one, from Genesis to Revelation, is resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Failure to resist tyranny is always disobedience to God. And what's the third one?
Stand your ground.
We are to what? In 2 Thessalonians, hold fast to the traditions of the apostles and stand our ground. Don't back up. Don't stand down. Okay. And so here now, he says here, for this cause, pay you tribute. Also for God's ministers attending continually upon the very thing. Render therefore to their dues tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom is due, fear to whom fear, and honor to whom honor is due. So what if you give custom, tribute, fear, and honor to those that it's not due? What does the Bible say about that? It actually has a lot to say about the fact that we go over here.
It's a sin.
I want to go over to Proverbs 24. Okay, in Proverbs 24, listen to this. Fret not thyself because of evil, neither be thou envious at the wicked. For there shall be no reward to the evil man. The candle of the wicked shall be put out. Now remember, we're talking about, there are people out there today that tell you, we have to obey the government. The Bible says you have to obey the government, even if they're corrupt, because that's what the Bible says. No, that's not what the Bible says. It's just the opposite of what the Word of God says. It says, my son, fear thou the Lord and the king, and meddle not with them that are given to change, like what Obama brought. Remember, Obama brought that change, okay? For their calamity shall rise suddenly, and who knoweth the ruin of them both? Now listen to this. These things belong to the wise. It is not good to have respect of persons in judgment. He that saith unto the wicked, thou art righteous, him shall the people curse, and nations shall abhor him. Do you understand what that means? He's telling you when you render to those that it's not to. Like today, how many times have you heard, well, and I've had people call up here in the radio program and say, I understand if you don't agree with him, but you got to honor him because of the office. That would be a sin because he's brought dishonor to the office, huh?
Correct.
Yes.
He that saith to the wicked, thou art righteous, him shall the people curse, and nations shall abhor him. But to them that rebuke him shall be delight, and a good blessing shall come upon them. Every man kiss his lips that giveth the right answer. So, and that's what we're going to do tonight. We rebuke Joe Obama Biden here every day, and we rebuke corrupt people. Because the Bible just says every man should kiss the lips that gives the right answer. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to rebuke them. And so, in fact, the Word of God says this. In Proverbs 17, verse 15, he that justifieth the wicked, he that condemneth the just, even they are both an abomination to the Lord. An abomination to those that justify. That January 6th committee, that's so corrupt. In fact, you have an article there. Everything we've been telling people about how corrupt they were, how the CIA was working, that whole thing, that was a coup to remove the lawful president of the United States of America. Here, that entire committee was as corrupt as can be. And they deserve, every one of those people deserve to be in that dirty, filthy jail and prison that they put the Patriots in. And I'm going to do all I can to see that that happens someday.
Starting with Cheney.
Pardon?
Starting with Cheney.
Starting with, right. And,
yes.
And here you go. And with Cheney, rhinos. You're talking about rhinos. And that, Skip, that leads me out to what you're doing in out here in Jog County. Here, we have what we call Communist Corner. I've mentioned this week earlier. Communist Corner. It's right, you can see it from our church.
Mm-hmm.
And it's right at the corner of Route 87 and Sperry Road. And for years we've been there. And on the west side of the road is what is called Communist Corner. You will never see a conservative or a Republican sign in that yard. It'll always be a Communist Party sign, okay, which they refer to as Democrats. Now, I really believe the guy that lives there, the old communist, would rather die a slow death than to let a conservative sign, and a pro-life sign in his yard. Across the street on the other side is where you have Jeff, my friend, the Iron Man. Now, Skip, you have one of your signs there.
I do.
All right. And we put plenty of them there because he's a conservative Christian. Now, you have some people, two people, one of them is the one you're running against, who sent me, I got a letter in the mail taking these positions saying she was pro-life and all these different conservative stands. And that's Carolyn Brakey. So I didn't know anything really much about her, but I saw her sign, when I saw her sign along with Nancy MacArthur's on Communist Corner, right there, that's all I had to know. They knew this guy would never let a true conservative put a sign in that yard. That is hardcore all these years. And so we have all of these Democrats that are running as Republicans in the primary. And, boy, they need to be exposed. And the people out there, Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. All they do is they see an R behind the name, and they don't vet the people. They don't know who they're voting for. You folks out in Jug County, let me just say this, okay? Let's do protocol. Protocol is this. If you're stupid, then just say to yourself, I'm stupid, therefore I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to vote for this woman who's not really a conservative at all because I didn't bother to take the time. She's got an R behind her name. And that's what you're supposed to do if you're stupid. Now, if you're not stupid, then stay in the protocol. You would vote for Skip Claypool and Ralph Spitaleri, those two. Now, that's my opinion because, folks, no place, believe me, I've studied this for 50 years in the Beatitudes, does it say, blessed are the stupid. God doesn't want you to be stupid. See, that's NBC, ABC, CBS. The Democrat Communist Party wants you to be stupid, but God doesn't want you to be stupid. Skip, tell the folks why you're running, what's going on in Geauga County.
Well, I'm running because I notice that we have somebody running who is not who she claims to be. And so if you look at her voting record, and I checked into it, I actually sit down with her for a couple of hours one time and tried to talk to her about what her feelings were and her positions and so forth. And what I heard concerned me. I couldn't get Tim Lennon to run. I really wanted him to run for commissioner. He's a sitting commissioner right now, an incumbent. But he wouldn't do it because the system, the people, the rhinos that are in Geauga County, the Tammany Hall, I don't know how many people are listening to this, know what Tammany Hall is, but it's a program from back in the 50s that talks about a powerful group of people who control everything in a community. We got a Tammany Hall in Geauga County, and we have to be concerned about that. So she's somebody that just moved to Geauga County in 2020. And so she doesn't have a lot of experience. She came out of Cleveland Heights, which is a flag to me. Doesn't mean she's a bad person. It just means, hey, I had to look into this. So I checked her voting record. 2008, she voted for either Hillary or Obama, one of the two.
There you go.
In a primary. And so she was a Democrat. And if anybody that knows anything about the primary or primaries or voting, when you vote in a primary, that establishes your party affiliation. So she became a Democrat when she voted for Obama or Hillary, whichever. And she did not vote again at all in any primary until 2022. She moved to Geauga County in 2020, decided she wanted to engage politically, and knowing that you can't get elected in Geauga County as a Democrat, she voted in the Republican primary once. And so we had two primaries that year because of the special issues going on. But she voted in March in the primary, and then she voted again in September in a primary as a Republican. That was in 2022. She didn't vote in 2023. At least I can't see her record on that. So she voted once to establish a party affiliation. So what does that say about her? I'm not judging her, but it is a data point for the people who want to vote. This is a Republican primary. We're not in a general election. If you're a Republican, a conservative Republican, I'm a very conservative Republican. I don't just say that. I behave that way. And so Carolyn does not behave that way. And another indication, another data point outside of her voting record, that's just a flag, her voting record. So here's part of the challenge that we've got in Geauga County. We have all these people that stand up and claim that they're Republicans and conservative Republicans. And they say, well, you know, we're Second Amendment people. Ask him how many guns they got, because many of them, they wouldn't know which end of the barrel to point in what direction.
Yep.
And so, and yet they'll say, oh, I'm a Second Amendment supporter, right? And they'll say, I'm a conservative Republican. Does a conservative Republican come into our county as a newbie 3 years and give away our health department? So we have a health district, as all counties are required to have, cities and counties. And one of the first things that Carolyn Brakey and the other people on the health district did was create an agreement with Lake County. So now Lake County runs our health department. And I just discovered Lake County's plan for Geauga County is to implement new equity programs.
There you go.
And climate change programs. So actions speak louder than words. People who are Christians need to, if they found Christ, need to behave like they found Christ. If you find Christ, you don't go out and sleep with a whole bunch of other people outside of your spouse, right?
Right.
And you don't steal from people, and you don't, you know, treat people badly and all that kind of stuff. You become, through your actions, who God wants you to be, who Christ wants you to be. The same thing in the political sphere. You should act out what you claim to be. And I'm not seeing that behavior. So you ask me a question, long-winded response. I decided to run because, number one, Ralph asked me to. He was concerned about what he was seeing. And because I was seeing it, I'm concerned about the people in Geauga County. I'm concerned about decisions being made. We've got a lot of very important things coming up in Geauga County, NOACA, and the Senate Select Committee on Fair Housing, and all this other stuff happening. I haven't even talked to you about this yet because I just discovered it. The federal government's putting money into fair housing, millions and millions of dollars. They want to convert Geauga County into a high-density community. They just offered John Oros $15 million to put in charging stations in the parks. Charging stations in parks that will never be used. $15 million tax dollars, hard-earned tax dollars. They want to put into charging stations. So all this stuff is coming. If we don't have truly conservative people in the decision-making seats, then all of that's going to happen. And that's my big concern. I'm running because I think I've got a better answer. It's a conservative answer, a true conservative answer. And somebody corrected me today. They said, you're not a conservative Republican. You're a conservative Christian. And so I probably would agree with that. I'm only a Republican because that's the party that you have to run, the label you have to run under in order to get elected in Geauga County. But we need more conservative Republicans, and the party in Geauga County right now is just filled with Democrats who figured out that they couldn't win as a Democrat, so they've changed parties. There's an old saying. Somebody just told me this saying the other day. In order to have two parties, it's a two-party system. You have to have two parties. You can't have the same party just acting differently or with a different label. So anyway, sorry, Pastor, I was going on and on there.
Well, you know, I remember, I believe it was 2020 when, from what I was told, that the so-called Republican chair was telling people they need, was calling on Democrats, actually sending out a flyer. Do you remember that? Sending out a flyer asking Democrats to register as Republicans, to vote as Republicans.
Full-page ad. Her and Chris Hitchcock, another Republican, put a full-page ad in the paper saying, cross over and vote for Republicans.
That was Nancy MacArthur. Yeah.
Nancy MacArthur and Chris Hitchcock. And so, you know, we should have censured them as a central committee. I'm on the central committee, but, you know, we don't have enough. This is what's scary to me. When I chose to live in Geauga County because it was a red county. It was a rural community. It had conservatives in it. I was very comfortable because that's my people. We have people coming in from out of town now and living in Geauga County, and they're bringing their big city urban values with them. And I don't want to judge them too harshly. Believe whatever they want to believe. But it's not the system or the value system that I subscribe to. I mean, it's changing Geauga County from a red community to a purple community, and it's really scary.
Well, it's almost like what's happening with all the illegals, with the invasion of our southern and northern borders. They're coming in, people are coming in, they're invading our country, and that's exactly what's happening to our county. The enemy, you know, they don't seem to understand that when they destroy the country, that they have to live in that same country, too, that they're there. And they're destroying it. Liberal, antichrist views is total destruction. And so, and that's what they're doing.
Maybe you can answer this question for me, Pastor, because I have a lot of people who I considered friends, and I thought they were good conservative Republicans. And they know everything that I'm telling you right now about my opponent. And yet they're choosing to support her. I don't get it. She's obviously not who she claims to be, and yet people jump on that train. I don't understand it. Maybe you can explain that to me.
Yeah, I can. It's stupid is as stupid does. That's the answer. Unbelievable. They don't seem to understand what they're doing. Okay, they're adding to their own destruction. It's an amazing thing for people. I'll tell you what. If somebody was to tell me, yeah, I'm going to, I'd say, you know, okay, that's, you have that right, okay. And I have a right, too, to choose my friends. I really don't want anything to do, because once you've done that, and I'm urging people, look, it's very, very possible this summer we might be seeing shooting in the streets. We might see roving gangs. Biden and Obama, they're bringing in hundreds of thousands of terrorists into this country. And it's very, very possible this summer we could see roving gangs. And I'm telling people out there, remember those people that live down the street from you that had signs in their yard, Biden signs in your yard. They're still there, okay? They're not your friends. I'm not saying to hate them, to hurt them, but you better watch them, okay? Those are the enemies. We'll be back after this.
This crazy dream about some folks who love this country, who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they awoke to find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. And when they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. She's been driven way up. We're madder than hell now, and we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. Remember golden days when the stars and stripes forever symbolized her glorious name, America. But now it's all been changed. And when we gaze upon old glory, it's hard to fight back feelings of shame. We're fed up with lying politicians and greedy corporations who have sold us out time and again. And we're sick and tired of sending our soldiers off to wars that we were never meant to win. We want this country back. Joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. She's been driven way off track. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now, and we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. Cause it's right, and our victory's on the way, and we won't give up the fight till we hear 200 million say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this.
this country back, and we ain't taking any more flack. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now, and we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore.
Not going to take it anymore. We're just not going to take it anymore. We have a prayer request, folks. So now all of you out there listening to me, listen, believe me, okay? God's word, the Bible tells us very clearly that there's power in prayer. Much prayer, much power. Little prayer, little power. No prayer, no power. We just got the message that a tornado touched down in Logan County, and all I know is I was just told that there was mass casualties. And so, folks, I would have you all join with me, if you would all join with me out there, because there are people that many of them are going to be homeless tonight, and they need help, and they need a comforter. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, Lord, I don't know the situation all, only what we were just told. But Lord, I just would ask that, I'm going to hold up that all those people, hold those folks that have lost their homes, many of them that have not, the families of those that have been killed, and those that have been hurt, Lord, wounded. Lord, we're asking, Father, that you would be here at this time, a comforter for those people, that you would be a comforter for those families. And provider, Lord, that you would provide them with the things that they need. And be with them at this time, right now. Father God, and Lord, we pray, too, that there be no more tornadoes touching down here in Ohio. We thank you and we praise you, Lord, for all the blessings. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
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 You know, Skip, I've been very, very active in politics because God's word, the Bible, demands, okay, from Genesis to Revelation, like we said, resistance to tyranny. And when people say, well, now, you know, preacher, you got to learn, and I've heard politicians say this, to separate your politics from your faith. No. God's word, the Bible, is extremely clear. From Genesis to Revelation, every prophet, every pastor, every priest, every single one of them, and none exhumed this like the Lord Jesus himself, their faith and their politics were inseparable. They were one and the same. And that's the way it's supposed to be. Now, you know, for all these years, we've gone out, we put out signs, we put out about 2,000 signs for issue one, if you remember.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept stealing our signs when we had the election with Trump. And I called the police, the sheriff's department, and I asked them, yeah, we've been getting a lot of reports. They steal the Trump signs. They steal. Have you ever get any reports? Is anybody stealing the Democrat, the Communist Party signs? Nope, nobody's reported that, okay? What does that tell you? See, to us, theft, stealing is wrong. To us, lying is wrong. We hold to that, right? But being a Democrat today means, well, you know, there is no old Democratic Party. It's communism out there today. It's absolute communism. And like Karl Marx says, say one thing, say another. Go this way, go that way. To us, lying is repulsive. It's a sin. To them, it's something to be embraced. And what's been happening to your signs?
Yeah, the ends justify the means. And I've had recently a bunch of signs stolen. I just had a friend who... actually called my opponent and said, you know, knock it off. There was a sign stolen, and of course she denied being any part of it, and she probably wasn't. I don't want to give her beat her up on that. It was probably one of her Democrat or emotional supporters who just couldn't take seeing my signs out there because it was aggravating them. But I just went and replaced a sign today that was, it was a 4x8 Coroplast sign, those big plastic card, you know, plastic cardboard signs. 4 by 4 foot by 8 foot, and it was obvious that somebody had kicked it and punched holes in it and ripped it off the stand. There's 3 farm stakes that I used to put those up, and it was totally destroyed, ripped in 3 pieces. So I went out and I replaced it today. Those things are $50, so every one of those signs that I have destroyed or stolen cost me $50.
Not to worry, so. Because you get all of that money from outside the state, outside your county, outside your... Okay, so... who do you have big donors that supports you that you owe favors to.
Yeah, and in my case, I'm funding my own campaign. I've got some friends and supporters who, out of the goodness of their heart, have chosen to donate small amounts of money. But I have no huge donors. I've decided to fund my campaign myself because I don't want to be beholden to anybody. My opponent, on the other hand, is taking tens of thousands of dollars from donors across the country, and 49% dollar-wise of the money that she's taken in is from outside of Geauga County. So the question I have to ask or wonder about, it's just, I don't know the ins and outs. I don't know the details. I don't want to be too hard judgmental.
And that opponent is Carolyn Brakey?
Yes. And so I've got to ask the question, what are these people expecting? You don't donate $5,000 or $10,000 without an expectation. And so there's expectations that come along with that. When you're in a political class, and I've not asked for one endorsement from anybody who is a political an elected official. And I've not done that intentionally, because when you ask for an endorsement, there's strings that come with that. There's an expectation of, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. And I don't want that. I want an arm's length relationship so that when I'm making my decisions, it can't be said that I did a favor for somebody because they endorsed me or they did something for me. I want to make the best decisions for the people in the county. And, right now, my particular interest, when I say I'm a conservative, I believe in limited government. I believe in low taxes. I believe in doing the right things by people, not furthering this equity Marxist stuff that's going on out there, or furthering this climate change nonsense. I mean, you don't adapt your health district to climate change. If you did that every spring and fall, you'd have to change your health district, because our climate is constantly changing from season to season. And so to say that you're having to adjust your health district for climate change of some kind is just a silly thing. And people can laugh at it, but what it really means, it's code language for transfer of wealth. When you're doing an equity play, that's a transfer of wealth. You're looking at taking somebody else's money and giving somebody else to get a favor, a political favor, and so you can make yourself look good. When you want to do a climate change and you say, oh, we've got to change how we do things for the health district because of climate, what you're really saying is you're smarter than everybody else, and because you think climate has impacted this particular group over here, you're going to take money from this group and give it to this group. And that's just wrong. And I don't believe that. I don't stand with that. But that's where our system has come to. We don't have political elected officials right now with the spine to stand up and say, no, this stuff is nonsense. Stop it. It's like our Fair Housing Committee, the Senate Select Committee on Fair Housing in the state of Ohio. And these are Republicans. Three Republicans and a Democrat are leading this effort to do a fair housing. And I defy, can anybody between the four of us define what fair housing means? I mean, fair housing to me is I worked really hard, I saw a house that I could afford, and I bought it. That's fair.
Right.
Not for somebody who I don't know is going to give me money, a subsidy, to buy a home that I really can't afford. And that's what fair housing is all about. It's about taking money from others, creating a subsidy so that I can help somebody else buy a home. And that's, in my estimation, that's wrong. The federal government right now is going to be pumping millions of dollars into that program. The state of Ohio wants to change our zoning rules so they can override rural community like Geauga County zoning. Right now, local communities, the townships and the villages, create their own zoning. Cities create ordinances. And they have home rule, which means they control their own world. The state wants to take that away from them and change that so they can put high-density housing in. I think that's wrong. I want to fight that. I doubt very much whether my opponent would fight that.
Well, that's Agenda 2030, where they want to do that. They want to literally... The future is to stop all single-dwelling homes. They don't want any single-dwelling homes in there. And it was out there in Geauga County, the five-acre limit, and I don't know what it is now. I see that everything seems to be changing. They wanted to put in sewers out there. They wanted to, because somebody's always making a real big buck off of virtually putting in sewage treatment plants on every house. That's, miniature sewage treatment plants. So now you were one of the major factors in going out there and letting people, you were making people understand what Agenda 2030 is. This the Waka thing, you were exposing, you were one of the first people out there that really was exposing. We had you on this radio program. This NOAACA, which is simply Ohio's version, or John County's version, or Northeast Ohio's version of 2030, Agenda 2030, okay? It's globalism, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, it's part of the dots that are, and as you and I have talked, I don't know that the people that sit on that board are even conscious of Agenda 21. Some of them, I think, are the county executive for Cleveland, I think, is. But most of those people just go along. They just they're lazy. They have lazy minds. They don't have very good critical thinking skills. They don't look below the covers on a lot of this stuff, and so they go along. And this stuff, the federal government foists this on us because they do know what's going on. They have an agenda. They're pushing their agenda through these local metropolitan planning organizations. That's what NOAACA is, Northeastern Ohio Area Coordinating Agency. It's an NPO. And they use those organizations to push an agenda. It was created to manage our tax dollars, 18.5 cents a gallon tax dollar. But now they're into land use planning and climate change and business development and all this other stuff that they have no rights to be getting into, but they are because they can, and nobody will stand up and stop them. The elected officials in those positions, even, I hate to say it, in Geauga County, we don't stand up strong enough. I know Ralph and Tim are don't like them, but they don't stand up as I did and become vocal because you get vilified. You know, I've been vilified. So they've done the best that they can to marginalize me. Yeah. When I stand up and ask questions, and they're just questions. Why do they fear questions? The evil always fears it when you call them out. Right? Because I stand up and I call them out and I say, you know, this is just a question. Why is it that we have climate change? What gives you the right to do climate change? And right away, I'm vilified, I'm marginalized, they call me names, they do all kinds of stuff. They work against me to be elected and all that kind of stuff because the powers that be do not like being called out. The Tammany Hall in Geauga County does not want me to be elected county commissioner.
These are NOAACA bureaucrats. These are not elected officials. They're sinister, shadowy bureaucrats out there that are pushing their agenda through. I've been warning people for years about this. They want to expand all the city limits like Cleveland, and they want to move every, you know, out 10 miles around the entire city and then virtually move all the population in there. Their long-range goal is to have the countryside only available for the elite. In other words, other people, they're talking about, they want to build huge apartment complexes that are 33 stories high, and they want to move all the population in there. The first two floors, they want to have city government, shopping centers, so on and so forth. But especially the seniors, they want to move them in, take away their cars, no cars, and they would have to have permission to go back out into the countryside. This is their long-range goal, okay? And so, but you've been exposing that, and we've been talking about this for a while, but it seems like, again, Forrest Bunk said it very good. Stupid is as stupid does. It's like they don't know. It's like they're kind of not totally awake, and they're just following like sheep into the road of stupidity.
You know, and they're doubling down. They know that they may lose the election with Biden, and so they're pushing as much as they can right now. The Department of Transportation in Ohio is trying to create a transportation plan for Geauga County. Now, there are very few people. I must be the dumbest guy in Geauga County because I read about this stuff. I follow it. I bring it up. I talk about it in our planning commission. I don't see other people doing that. I must have a gene missing or something because I enjoy looking at all that stuff and reading about it in the Ohio Revised Code and so forth. But they're pushing this transportation plan right now so that they can change how we drive, what car we can drive. whether we drive or we take a bus. They want us to get out of cars so they control us. They want 15 minutes. You talked about they want to change the way we live in the cities. They've got this concept called the 15-minute city.
Cleveland become one, yeah.
So that they can put you in a complex, a housing complex, so that that's where you live. That's where you work, so employment will be right there within your 15 minutes. That's why they call it a 15-minute city. All the parks, all your amenities, you're going to be like a little rat stuck in this 15-minute community, and that's their objective. And it's not me telling you this. They got the plan. Go to NEO 2050. All of this is laid out there. They're not hiding it. No. It's just that nobody takes the time to read this stuff, or they don't take it serious. I take it serious. When you're spending millions and millions of dollars on something and telling people this is what's coming, I believe them. And so I take a look at it, and I raise my hand and say, people, wake up. Look, this is what they said. Everybody says, oh, yeah, it's a conspiracy.
Yeah, well, they love to tell you what they're going to do. Remember what Bill Gates said. Bill Gates said, as long as if you announce and tell the people what you're going to do before you do it to them, they'll accept it. Okay, if you spring it on them, they'll rebel. So go ahead and tell them what you're going to do to them, and they'll accept it. And he's right; they do. It's unbelievable what they've fallen for.
But you and I have lived long enough that equity was not a term when I was growing up, and then they started talking about it. They defined this word. The Democrats are really good at this. Marxists are really good at this. I mean, Hitler did this. Stalin did this. When you take a look at what Mao did to change the Chinese country, if you study history, they define terms. They divide people into two groups so they can pit one against the other. This is how they change their society. And so they call this group a name, proletariat. You're a proletariat. And so they start using these terms to vilify people so that they can accomplish what they want to accomplish. And that's what's going on today. Oh, it's not equitable. What the heck does equitable mean?
Well, equity used to mean the value you would have in property, or the value you would have in stocks, or value you would have even in investments. That was equity that you had built up into something, life insurance policies or whatever. That's what equity meant. But what they've done is they've taken words and, and they've perverted and spun. It made them say something opposite.
That's exactly
of
what they do. You're exactly right, Pastor. They change the way the word is used because it's a word people are used to hearing, and now they've defined it to be something different. And they say, "Oh, it's not equitable." And people are out there going, you're probably right. It's not equitable." Well, what the heck? Who determines what's equitable? Is Grace Gallucci, the director of NOACA, does she determine what's equitable? Because I certainly don't want to go along with her. Is a county commissioner define what's equitable? Who gets to decide what's equitable? And so, we've got real issues with them coming up with all these terms, and I can go through a whole list of these terms that they come up with, and they use these against us. And we don't have people with the critical thinking skills to say, hold on.
Well, we have a few. Around the country, there is a movement. You can feel it in the air. And you have this thing called tactical civics, which is growing hand and foot. Yep. Really, it's spreading across the country. There's virtually about 3,300 counties in the United States. And right now, there are chapters in over 2,100 of those counties of tactical civics. There's going to be a meeting. Now, what is tactical civics all about? It's about restoring America to the Constitution, the Bible first and Constitution. Our Constitution was given to us in Bill of Rights from the Bible. And so here we're going to have a meeting locally in Geauga County this coming Friday night, tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at the Ransom Sage Farm. That's the Ransom Sage Farm at 505 Center Street in Chardon. Now, what is that about? It's about, one, reestablishing the militia, okay? The Second Amendment said that we have to have a standing militia, okay? A well-armed, well-equipped standing militia, right? Is it there or not? It's there.
Well, now, we do have a militia. Actually, Ohio is one of a few states that have militias.
Yeah, but it's not a local standing militia that we have. It's more like a National Guard type thing, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, but we need to go back to the Constitution with a militia. Anyone under what? I believe the age was 65.
Oh, under 65, yeah. 13 and over.
Yeah. And that, male or female, and again, and that's a citizen, an American citizen, does exclude some as far as here a grand jury. Now, the militia is to support and protect the grand jury. Now, we have to, the grand jury should be made up of, is supposed to be made up of normal, regular the citizens, not prosecutors, not corrupt. And boy, we have a corruption. We have a horrible corruption in our judicial system. It has become so corrupt in this country today. George Soros has brought, you know, the definition of whore in the Bible actually applies more to male leaders than it does females.
Okay? Whore as in H-O-R-R-O-R.
Whore, right. You have, the Bible talks about judicial whores.
Uh-huh.
And so, especially read Hosea chapter 4, and it really gets into it in Ezekiel. This is what we have. We have judicial whores in America, many judicial whores in America. And George Soros has bought, he's their pimp. He has placed many of them. And you see what's happening in the cities, the crime in the cities. This isn't just, you know, from incompetence. This is purposeful. This is purposeful, okay? And so, and this is what we have to try to take America back and fight with everything we have. You know, and one of the things we got to stop is the child killing in this country. You know, America is under judgment. America has not figured it out yet, right? You see, you know what he tells you there in Hosea chapter 4, because he said, you rejected knowledge, not that it wasn't given to you, it was given to you, and you rejected my laws, therefore will I reject you and your children. Now, when you have over 100,000 children dying from drug overdoses here in America today, 100,000, do you know what the second highest rate of death is amongst the children? It's suicide, right? What is, do you think that that's possibly God's judgment? Yeah, on America today. And so people, the only remedy for sin is repentance. And repentance is just not saying I'm sorry. The word is, the actual word is a military term. Repent means to go in about face, undo the damage, go in a new direction. That means to run to this battle and take our country back. And some Genesis, from Genesis to Revelation, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, and that's what we have to do. We're coming up to a break. Now, when we come back from this break, we're going to play a clip, okay? And here, we're going to listen. Now, and we're going to listen very carefully to Colonel McGregor. Colonel Douglas McGregor, he worked with under the Trump. He was working under Trump. And he's going to tell us, now he has a rebuke to the state of the address. He's got his own version. State of the Union address. This is his response. And you'll take some notes. And then when we come back, Ken Polk will ask you and Skip what you guys would do and about all of these things. So anyhow, again, I want to remind you folks, Tactical Civics. Again, that meeting is February 7th p.m., Ransom Sage Farm, 505 Center Street in Chardon. Now, we've been getting a ton of questions about taxes. I've been having people calling me complaining about high taxes. What does the Bible say about taxes? I'll be preaching on that come Lord's willing this Sunday, because God's Word, the Bible, actually has a lot to say about it, okay? But it's not what you're going to hear from most of your 501c3 pulpits, because they fear government. They really do fear government more than they fear God. And they would be much more willing to compromise and be in compliance, as they've been. And that's one of the reasons we're in the shape that we're in this country. So we'll be back right after this with more. Don't go away. A lot more to come.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WR.org.
WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.